downing 30-6 the Vikings lead. And Case Will, not too long ago, a couple plays ago, intercepted the ball against Zach and Fergo. They also got the first score. Chase Flowers with a touchdown pass from Tommy Kennedy, the QB of the Case Will Eagles.
The Eagles are going to put two receivers out on the left side. Kennedy's looking for a pass. He does up over the left side. Complete again to Chase Lowry, number 12. Makes up some mathematics there. Cut down on the yards. And these guys are really getting dirty. And this is how you love football, Mikey. You ever slip in the mud?
I do, plenty of times. He's going to make it a fourth down and about six for the Eagles. Ball sitting right now on the 43-yard line. So they do have the big side of the field to go, the wide side. Kennedy comes back into the huddle to give the play selection out right now.
I want to thank Mike Kaufman. He has had to handle all the difficult things and situations here with us here on the air, but we are here. Jason Scott, Benton Harbor, here I come, he says. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback sack right there.
It's going to be 80 for the Vikings.
Jacob Brink from his defensive tackle squad. He brought down Kennedy for quite a bit of loss on that, at least 7-8 yards.
Yeah, that almost drove the quarterback back into Case Hill Harbor there.
Yes, it did, and that was a fourth down. Yep, fourth down play, so that'll be it. Over on downs.
I don't know about that call there, but I guess when you're down by three touchdowns.
Yeah, trying anything right now. Chad Aldridge in his shotgun position. Drew goes into motion in front of him. It will be Aldridge shooting the ball over the left side of that line out to the left corner. He's breaking free. He's down to the 10 and the 20.
Takes the ball going into the end zone.
He is touchdown, Aldridge and the Vikings. That's a big run right there of 35 yards on that run.
Kind of takes the air out of the soar of the Eagles after they scored their first touchdown. 36-6, the Vikings on the board again for the first time here in the second half.
And Aldridge worked them seams. He brought over that left side over the far end, worked that across the middle as he entered the goal. Big, big run. That's going to be, I think, his second on the day so far that we've had today. At least we're hard to keep some stats today because there's so much rain, but we knew Aldridge is under center. He's looking back to pass. Sends a pass real quick, and it's good. That's to the big back, Zach Engelhardt, for a two-point conversion. And that's going to bring it up now 38 for the visiting Akron Federal Vikings to 6 for home crowd, Case Will Eagles. Just 3:45 here to go in the third quarter.
We'll be back after this break on AM 1340 WLW.
Here's urgent automotive news for truck buyers. Starting in 2013, heavy-duty Ram Cummings diesel-equipped trucks will require DEF.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. In the market for a new Dodge Ram Cummings diesel? Then head on over to Moore Motor Sales fast before the 2012 Ram heavy duties are gone. We still have regular cab, crew cab, and mega cab configurations in stock, and 2012 is the last year for the Dodge heavy-duty diesels to not have the DEF diesel added. So hurry on over to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll today and see me, Paul Bessler, for all your truck needs.
Welcome back to AM 1340 WLEW. Live high school football, our last game of the regular season as we get ready for the playoffs. Tune in to Sunday Selection Show, folks, this coming Sunday after your 5:30 news on Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW. Clark Ramsey, Eddie Fili here, along with Paul Adams and our other special guests. Here, Paul Adams is here on the other tribune, by the way. And the kickoff here by the Vikings. Picked up by number 13, and he pulled his way to about the 45-yard line. And boy, he broke about four tackles there to gain that 10 extra yards there.
That's Brandon Jankowski on the return. He's coming down hard again now, Eddie.
Well, I'm going to protect this
as much as possible. Let me get some other stuff up here. We have another umbrella down here.
Well, it's coming down pretty hard here, so, again. But, hey, we love football.
We do.
Too much.
Too much. We're going to have first down and 10 for the Eagles. Going to be on the 45-yard line on their side of the field. handoff is up the middle. Real quick, that'll go to
just when you thought the rain was going to stop.
Right, that's the Big Mac, number 54, and per day.
Hey, where'd you put the wireless mic?
Here. Make up now, second. They have no gain on that last, so it'll be second and 10. Still right on the 45-yard line. Kennedy's up under center. Here I ended off. He'll do the fake. Now he's looking for a pass downfield. Pass going to be complete. That's 13 for the first down and some.
We see some big plays here by the Kansas Eagles. It is 38-6, but they are not quitting, Mikey.
That's Brandon Jankowski, and that's for completion. And an run after of 15 yards on that big play. Don't give up yet. Oh, that's a good sign. They'll get in the waiting wall, win along. They'll get organized a little more. And I think they can produce some stuff next year. The biggest thing was getting together and getting the program started again.
When that first win comes, this place is going to be celebrated.
It will.
There'll be a holiday here for Caseville.
And he's back to pass. He's looking for an open receiver. He hasn't found it yet.
Ooh.
He tries it, but it isn't complete.
He tried to hold with both hands, arms on that ball to protect it.
Right.
Because he felt it slipping. Was brought down. Goes through the incomplete pass.
That Zach Eilhard on the hurry right there.
251 here, the incomplete pass, 38-6. 251 left here in the third quarter.
We're almost close to a running clock, but right now not. Kennedy's under center. Simmons behind him. He does hand off to the Simmons. Also, Simmons is just a freshman. But he's got good size on him. He's going to be an all-area player by the time he gets up to his junior and senior year.
Yeah. I mean, so much experience right now this year.
So much experience in the size.
Especially in the NCTL.
Right. Well, they know they only get better by playing the best teams in the NCTL. So we'll have third down and 10, or third down and 9.5. Let's go.
2:12 to go and counting. Ball at about the 39-yard line for the Casey Eagles offense. Third down and 9. Shotgun position. Hands it off. Now it's a fake handoff. Kennedy with the keeper to the left side. Gains over 5-6 yards.
It's going to bring down fourth and real short.
It's really coming down if you cannot hear it, just to let you know.
Yes.
1:45 to go in the third quarter, 38-6.
It's like fourth down and 3 now.
You got to go for it.
Yeah, they need to go for it. The ball's going to be placed at right about the 33-yard line. They're working deep now into the Vikings territory. The rain is good.
It's falling hard now.
Yes, it is. Simmons off the right side.
And Vikings recover.
Recovered that long ball. They had the Eagles had a drive going. They had something they looked for, but the ball was just too wet.
Oh, no.
Oh, the fumble now. The Vikings will take over.
They had a good run there.
Maybe.
On offense, and another turnover here by the Eagles on Caseville. They're having trouble keeping that ball dry, too.
Very much. We're having everything trouble trying to keep everything dry up here. And should be first down for the Vikings at the 37-yard line of their own 37. And off to the second back, Drew Hauser.
Heiser. I hope it's Heiser.
All right.
Because I read the reading, so the writing that is.
Drew, we apologize if we got your name.
I think it might be Heiser.
I think it might be Hauser, but hey. The power eye formation behind Aldridge under center. He'll fake to the first, give it to the second back. That's Drew again on the carry. Not going to get any there. He might even lose one yard on that. So it's going to bring third down and a big 9. For the Vikings, they're still in that power eye formation. Aldridge is under center. He'll give it a swing pitch over to the right side to Drew. Drew's going to pick up a